You're listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, a weekly podcast with Alexander Schacht and Benjamin Pieske, designed to help you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients without becoming overwhelmed by work. Today, I want to talk about a tool that is specifically there for reaching your potential without becoming overwhelmed by work, the Freedom Compass. And it is really timely to talk about this when I think about creating goals, organizing your work, and getting rid of all the things that you shouldn't be working on. So stay tuned, and now some music. I'm producing this podcast in association with PSI, a community dedicated to leading and promoting the use of statistics within the healthcare industry for the benefit of patients. There's an outstanding conference from PSI in Amsterdam coming up. Don't miss it. I'll definitely be there. We'll have lots of great sessions there, I'm pretty sure, because there was so much demand for sessions. This conference, unlike many others, is highly selective in terms of contents. It's very, very much overbooked from a content perspective, so I'm pretty sure it will be absolutely outstanding. And if you become a PSI member, you get, of course, a PSI member rate for that, and you get access to free webinars, to the complete video on demand content library, and lots more. So head over to psiweb.org to learn more about what PSI does and how it can help you as a member. Welcome to another episode of the Effective Statistician. Today, I want to talk about something that I learned from Michael Hyatt, the Freedom Compass. The Freedom Compass is a really, really interesting concept to understand more of where you actually want to work in. What are things that you want to pursue? What are the projects that you want to work on? Generally, kind of things you would love to move forward with. And of course, there's one other aspect that we can talk about, and that is probably money. Yeah. And a third dimension that I will not mention about, but if that also comes into play, then you have the perfect area for guiding your career. So the compass is actually pretty easy. It, like many of these concepts, have basically two dimensions. The first dimension is passion. Are you passionate about these things? And the other area is competent. Can you do these kind of different things? Are you good at doing these things? And if you think about passion and competence, then obviously there become four different quadrants in this matrix. And of course, yeah, passion is continuous and competence is also continuous. So think about this as a simplification, of course. But it helps you to kind of think about different things. So let's start with the area that we really don't want to be in. That is the area of no passion and no competence. So what are these things? These are the things Michael Hyatt calls them. These are the things that are in the drudgery zone. And for me, for example, these are everything about taxes. Yeah, so I'm neither competent nor do I have a lot of passion for it. I still need to do that, of course, but I really, really hate it because I'm not good at it and because it's really not of my biggest interest. Oh, it's not interesting to me at all. So this is for me the drudgery zone, and that's probably also why I procrastinated all the time. Another area is if you're passionate, but you're not competent about it. Now, this area is kind of interesting because this could be an interesting area to explore whether that is something for your personal development. You're not yet competent in it, but you could become competent in it. And these are the things that potentially you want to invest more time in, especially if these are also areas where you can distinguish yourselves from others, where you can really move the needle, where maybe you even have some kind of talent for. And so that is something that you can really start doing. Doesn't necessarily need to be something on the business side. Could also be something that is maybe a hobby. Yeah, something like playing an instrument or things like this. Maybe you never will get kind of a expert in it, but if you're passionate about it, maybe it doesn't matter. So that is could be personal development, or it could be professional development. Then you have the desire zone. That is, you're passionate about it and you're competent about it. So this is where hopefully most of the things that you do, both inside and outside of work, you're spending time. So these are the things where you can really excel, where you love doing them because you know how to do them. You can probably further improve and improve and improve and become kind of an expert in it. And you can spend a lot of time on these things. For me, for example, this is everything about leadership. I'm pretty good on lots of these different things, but it's such a great area and such a wide area that I can spend more and more time on it, learn more concepts about it, apply these concepts and get better at these. This is, for me, isn't like work. It doesn't feel like work. It feels like the area where I really, really love doing something. The last area is the boring area. And that is the area that you're competent, but you don't have a lot of passion for this. When I think about this, well, this is, for example, reviewing tables. Yeah, I can do these kind of things. I have done them for 20 years. I can also, you know, get maybe a little bit creative about it, but I'm not that passionate about it anymore. So this is an area that for me is in the boring space. If you have things that are in the boring space, then this is potentially something you want to delegate. Something you can give to someone who is maybe more passionate about this and wants to kind of more grow in this area. Yeah, maybe for someone else that is in the development area. Yeah, passionate about it, want to learn more about it, want to become a really good statistician. And of course, kind of being able to review tables is part of our core skill set at the beginning. If you're already very, very experienced, then it's probably something you can delegate. So think about these kind of different things. How can you automate, delegate these kind of different things so that you are more in your desire zone and also the colleagues around you also more in their desire zone? Assign the different things according to passion. I found it really, really good for having a great team set up, having a very, very productive team. And so make sure that people most of the time spend either time in the development zone or so. This is also the area where you probably get into some kind of flow from working perspective. I've talked about flow, the concept of flow of an Hungarian psychologist, which name I can't pronounce, in an earlier episode. And if you're interested in this concept, just search for flow in the podcast, and you'll probably find this episode. So, short episode for this year. I think it's a really, really good episode for the start of the year, as you're probably reflecting about last year and what you want to do this year, about goals, all these kind of different things. So take this and have fun with it.
This show was created in association with PSI. Thanks to Rain and the team at VVS who helped with the show in the background. And thank you for listening. Reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients. Just be an effective statistician.